All right, so having some issues with some of the food allergens that cause problems for us, you may want to consider going green. This is something else that we can do to beat anxiety. Diet does affect anxiety. A morning glass of green juice can get you on the right side of calm. For a different and delicious way to get your daily vegetables, you may want to try this recipe. Combine one banana or a green apple, a bunch of kale, sliced ginger, one lime, cucumber slices, a few ice cubes, and a cup of water to a blender or a juicer. If you want some added protein, you may want to consider adding an egg or yogurt, nuts, or protein powder. Get your green juice. Oh, wow. That can help. Help bring about calm while giving you other great nutritional benefits at the same time. Here's something else that we can do that can help us beat anxiety. Consider that feelings are not always factual. What we feel does not always reveal fact. And one of the hardest jobs of a psychotherapist is to convince a person, particularly someone who is a client who deals with anxiety, who is anxious, that feelings of low self-worth, guilt, and shame are not things that they have to hold on to. Now, I'm not going to say that guilt is always fake. I'm not going to say that shame is always fake. There are times when we may be experiencing guilt and we should be experiencing guilt. If we know that we have done something evil to someone and our purpose was to harm that person, even if we were being vindictive, that is so ugly. And we should feel shame and guilt about that. But especially when that person has never, ever deliberately set out to harm you. Maybe they did something or said something that you didn't like, but they never tried to harm you. That was never their intention. They simply said something in innocence, not trying to make you look bad. They just said something in innocence in the course of conversation. You didn't like it. But because you didn't like it, you decided that one way or another, you'd get even. You start treating the person very coldly. They're trying to have a relationship the way it was before whatever was said, before whatever was done. And you've never even gone to the person to get it straight, to get things right. They don't know what's going on. All they know is your attitude and behavior have changed. And you're being ugly for no reason. If you ever, ever stop to consider what you're doing, how you're treating that person without provocation. Again, the person may have indeed said something that genuinely upset you. The person may have done something that genuinely upset you. But maybe there was no need for you to be upset, or maybe you're overreacting. Especially if it's a case when that person meant no harm whatsoever. And it's so interesting that so often people who may spend months, even years, deliberately doing someone else wrong, deliberately seeking their harm. And again, without provocation, there's something going on in their heart, their mind, that motivates them to seek the harm of this other person without provocation. And this person may say or do one thing that is not even intended to be harmful, and the person who did so much evil to the other one for such a long time now just can't let go of something that was never intended to be harmful. They can't bring themselves to truly forgive this person who meant no harm when it was so easy for them to forgive themselves for their own wrongdoing when they sought the harm of someone who was innocent, who had done nothing to them. At times like that, we need to experience shame. We need to experience guilt so that we can get to the point where we finally see our wrong. And we finally stop holding a grudge. We stop being bitter. We forgive. Isn't it so interesting that so often a lot of the forgiveness that we need to do is forgiveness of people who have never, ever sought our harm? Again, they may have said something, they may have done something that we were offended by, but they didn't mean any offense. They didn't mean any harm. It's not just the people who set out to harm us that we need to forgive. I know I've had to forgive quite a few people who meant to harm me and spent time, and I don't mean 5 minutes either, some 5 months, some years, seeking my harm. And I just, by the power and the strength God has given me, forgave anyway. And it's so interesting that so often the people who have the most difficult time truly forgiving others are the ones who seek the harm of other people. And they have such a difficult time forgiving someone else who has not sought their harm. Interesting. Well, forgiveness is a way that we can also go about the business of beating anxiety. So again, I'm not saying that guilt and shame are always false. Sometimes they're real and we need to be experiencing them so that we'll be motivated to get our act together, to forgive, to stop being ugly for no reason. Negative thoughts, though, can cause negative feelings. And this is the flip side of that. This one's tricky because many of our negative thoughts are automatic. They're deeply internalized and they're rooted in the unconscious. And like I said, we need to know when we are wrong, when we're really on the wrong track for experiencing guilt and shame. But we also need to recognize when we are on the right track and that guilt and shame that we're experiencing are legitimate because they're pointing out to us a change that we need to make in our hearts, in our minds, in our attitudes about someone else. Well, we'll talk some more at a later date about ways to beat anxiety. I want us to really give anxiety a good beating so we can get on the road to calm. So, till next time, put some of these into play so that you can relax more. And let some of life's best moments come to you so that as you relax more and you continue with your interactions with others, your reactions are more calm and you find yourself letting some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.